Time for our weekly segment with Flotess, your first lady of the Eugene sports scene. Find her work on the TV screen, KEZI online, KEZI.com, channel 709 in high def on my Comcast Xfinity. Follow on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers. Please spell it with a D. Always my pleasure to welcome in Kristen Rogers. KR, a most happy Friday to you. How's it going?
I'm all good, Steve. Happy Friday to you, too.
So, you were at the last Blazer home game. At the time, when the game started, they were down 2-1. Looked like the Clippers were in pretty good shape. They had their two best players. First of all, for just volume, passion, and a rockin' scene, how would you describe Moda for Game 4?
Unreal. I'm honestly happy that I still have my hearing after that game. It was unbelievable. And then just seeing the injuries to Chris Paul and Blake Griffin. I mean, watching, you know, Chris Paul walk off the court. We saw him, you know, because we were right above the Clippers bench. He looked like he was kind of massaging his wrist a little bit. And then he left, and I thought it was, you know, he tweaked it. I mean, it didn't look like it was that big of a deal. So how everything just kind of fell into place for the Blazers has just been unreal in the past few days.
So let's commit the cardinal sin. Let's assume the Blazers win this series. They advance to play. Oh! Your Golden State Warriors. And I don't think Steph Curry will be out there at all, or maybe very late. Your confidence level that Golden State could still handle Portland, or maybe just a little less comfy about the outcome?
I mean, obviously, as a fan, you want to be confident. As a reporter, I'm going to be a little bit more skeptical. I'm really happy with the way that the Warriors team has stepped up, and the fact that they're almost playing like it doesn't matter that Curry's not on the court right now. So I think they have that going for them. And, of course, Oracle is just a crazy place to play, especially in the playoffs. So I think that they're going to be looking good if we're saying that they are going to face the Blazers. And I think it's going to be hard for them to travel. I think they're really going to need Curry in that first game at home up in Portland. Because I know, you know, you have guys like Damian Lillard that can really get this team going and start them off. And I mean, we saw, you know, Aminu get them started in Game 4. So there's a lot of guys on the Blazers that can make kind of quick sparks to the Portland team. And I think Golden State's really going to have to look out for that.
All right, let's continue here with Kristen Rogers, KEZI. I want to get to something. You know, we always joke around and have a really good time, but there's something out there that you kind of turned me on to on a very serious note. A video making the rounds of just some awful tweets guys send women who work in sports. And I'm not talking the tongue-in-cheek mean tweets that you hear on Jimmy Kimmel. I'm very curious, Kristen, have you personally had to put up with this kind of knuckle-dragging ignorance at any level, you know, Twitter or anywhere else?
I mean, to some degree, as a woman in sport, you all have to put up with some sort of that. It hasn't been the degree that, you know, Sarah Spain is getting some of these tweets, but I feel like everyone at some time gets something that maybe crosses the line and makes you, you know, you kind of question yourself at times, and you feel uncomfortable with the way that, you know, people view you, and it sucks. I mean, you know, you can't really look at criticism or praise, because both can hurt you in the long run. I think John Wood has said something along those lines, and that's kind of the philosophy that I take. You know, in this business, especially as a woman, you do have to have really tough skin, because you just have to know that sometimes, you know, you're going to get someone who maybe has literally never watched you on TV, read a second of any of your tweets, but sees that you're a female in this industry and just, you know, decides that you have no credibility.
Yikes. Now, obviously, we know social media, the comment section of stories can bring out the trolls and worst among us. When you hear stuff like this, as a woman who works in this field, are you maybe more afraid who might be out there, disgusted, or because you personally don't really engage in the controversial end of this business? Is it kind of just sad someone could be such a coward to kind of resort to this kind of gutless behavior?
I mean, yeah, obviously. And I think what's interesting is you see these men go after women that give their opinion in sport. And there are so few women who have a platform that can give their opinion in sports. I mean, I can literally list you like maybe you know, a few off the top of my head, and it would be Sarah Spain, Katie Nolan, Michelle Beadle, Jemele Hill. I can list you four, not even a full five, you know, that nationally are able to give their opinions on sports, and that's awful. You know, that sucks. And unfortunately, they are the ones that get the, you know, a lot of the guys, you know, yelling at them and saying these terrible things because they're giving their opinions. Now, even if I just get straight facts, like I mentioned before, sometimes you will get those trolls out there, and it's hard sometimes to stay, you know, neutral and kind of have that tough skin. And, you know, at some point, I think it's great when you see women kind of put these guys on the spot and, you know, kind of what trolls they are to the rest of the social media interwebs, if you will. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a tough line to walk.
Yeah, to me, it's always like, all right, we take a step forward, and then our society, we got to take two back. But kind of curious, you first as a young girl, then an adolescent, then deciding to pursue sports as a career. I mean, I think back for my generation, some of the pioneers, Gail Gardner, Christine Brennan, USA Today. But for a 20-something like yourself, who maybe influenced you, maybe you got to meet, or you just admire the incredible work they've done in this business?
Yeah, well, I mean, watching Michelle Beadle when she was first on Sports Nation before the whole crossover thing, and then she went back to Sports Nation, when she was first on there, she was my idol. And I mean, she still is. I think she's phenomenal. She was someone who I looked up to because she was able to hold her ground talking in what is largely considered a male-dominated industry. And, you know, she always had the facts to back her up, and, you know, she kicked butt, and I loved it. You know, going through school, you meet other women in this industry, you know, just before, who is just an unbelievable individual. And I would say, you know, my old boss, when I worked for Scout.com my senior year, Lindsay Theory was the LA Times and does all the video for LA Times. And, you know, I'm so proud to see kind of how her career has blossomed. And she really showed me, you know, women have to help other women in this industry. Because if they don't, at the end of the day, you're just going to have a bunch of kind of girls catfighting over nothing, you know? It doesn't matter how pretty you are or, you know, how many followers you have on Twitter or Instagram. It's the impact that you make on sporting news and, you know, delivering good information and if you give your opinion.
Well, you're doing everybody proud, believe me. On the eve of the spring game, maybe some Oregon football, I actually went back and I was checking attendance figures for your alma mater, USC, the spring game. A couple of weeks ago, 23,000, about 22,000 last year. Curious, your time at the school, how would you gauge the level of, you know, maybe passion the Trojan fans had for the annual scrimmage?
Okay, so I'm going to be honest, Steve. I have been to every spring game for Oregon, or excuse me, for USC, but that's because I was, you know, covering it, and I loved USC football while I was there.
Right.
It also conflicts, if you want to think about it, with some times that some of the fraternities and sororities might be having some of their invites or weekend trips. So, unfortunately, it's a lot of, I don't want to say, probably graduate Trojan fans. Unfortunately, you don't see a lot of undergrads there, whereas I think that the spring game at Austin is just, it's crazy. It almost feels like an actual football game again.
The spring game tomorrow, and we're actually in about a half hour going to have Dakota Prukup back on the show. You seem to find a very new and interesting method to interact with the new Duck quarterback. Could you please explain the logic and process behind egg Russian roulette?
Well, of course. I mean, after, you know, I scooted around that night in Reno with Dylan Ennis, I kind of had to continue this. So I don't know if anyone's watched Jimmy Fallon, but he plays egg Russian roulette where you have 12 eggs, eight are hard-boiled, four are raw, and you take turns smashing them on your head. Now, Dakota was so confident, he had me picking his eggs for him, which just shows he's a confident quarterback and he's a confident guy. I mean, he was a phenomenal interview when the whole game was great. And I won't give away who wins. There was a winner. You can see it if you watch Sunday Sports Extra on Sunday at 11:35 on KEVI. And
right,
we'll post it on the web after. But, I mean, he's phenomenal and just a fun way. I mean, it's spring ball, Steve. You got to keep things fun.
Well, yeah, and we're not splitting the atom here. So you mentioned Sunday night, what you'll be doing, and we'll find the results of ERR, Egg Russian Roulette with Dakota. What else are you up to this weekend?
Actually, definitely headed out to baseball, and I get to talk with Jillian Aline for the first time in a while since she's been drafted. I'm going to talk with her and Kelly Graves today, so excited to catch up with them. And then I'll be at the spring game all day tomorrow. So it almost feels like football weather right now, though. It's a little cool, a little rainy. I feel like I smelled something burning earlier, so I feel like it's, you know, October right now and not close to May.
All right. Well, we don't need it to be October just yet. I haven't even golfed yet this year, but that's a story for another day. Hey, KR, great stuff as always. Catcher, K-E-Z-I, K-E-Z-I.com, and, of course, on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers. KR, always a pleasure. Catch up soon.
Have a great weekend, Steve.
All right. Take care.